And the night terrors that she talks about. What does all that tell you?
The night terrors interest me quite a bit. If it was just once, it could be written off as a bad dream. But the implication is that it was more than once. And that tells me this man was very, very disturbed to be crying and moaning and screaming while he's asleep. If a child were doing that, we'd be calling the doctor. The second most important thing is the revelation that he was taking Valium, that he was new at using it, that he had a prescription for it. Valium is an anti-anxiety agent. It's a tranquilizer. It's like a dry martini. Calms the person down. But extended use, frequent use and extended use can cause more problems. When the person comes down off the dose, the drug is no longer acting in their system, they can go into a clinical depression and become even more nervous.
Yeah, so obviously,
it's good.
Obviously, you know, putting all that together, Tony, you would certainly want to talk to the doctor who had prescribed these medications to him, right?
Again, I'm surprised where this investigation has not gotten to that point. I mean, these drugs are controlled. Mm-hmm. Prescriptions are very, very controlled. So why aren't we figuring out more about who prescribed these and why? And this goes back to my contention earlier this week on Monday when we first talked about this, Martha. This does parallel the Hodgkinson's attack in Alexandria against Congressman Scalise. Yeah. Because of the fact that clearly this man was mentally disturbed and something was going on. So I think, again, we need to get to the bottom of this.